ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि प्रथमः खण्डे द्वितीयः मन्त्रः, सीन् दि सेकेण्ड् मन्त्र, सीन् मन्त्रास् स्टिल् द बिगिनिङ्ग्। ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः, केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः, केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कवुदेवो युनक्ति। Yes, the body is an elemental product, so it is inert. But it functions, it's active, because it is enlivened by subtle body consisting of subtle aspects. Antahkaranam, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pranaha, all these subtle aspects obtained within the physical body, imperceptible ones, they are also inert material products, but they become functional, they are active. That is how they borrow life and they lend life to the physical body. So here the student's question is, what is that? By whose mere presence, by whose mere existence, merely wished by whom? The mind is directed towards its functions. Thereby all sense powers also function. So the question, kaha u devaha yunakti, was the question. Who is that? What is that spiritual conscious being? Because of whose presence everything functions. The life itself is possible. This is a question. The answer is given in the second question. We saw the second mantra also. Chat Om Shrotrasya Shrotram Manaso Manoyad Vachoha Vacham Savu Pranasya Pranaha Chakshushas Chakshuhu अतिमुच्यधीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। वी सॉ द टीचर गिव्स एन इनडायरेक्ट आंसर, बट व्हाट ही मीन्स इज, इट इज द कॉन्शियसनेस इम्प्लाइड बाय द टर्म आत्मा, बिकॉज ऑफ हूज मेयर प्रेजेंस all these functions. But he did not use the term consciousness. Instead, he says Shrotrasya Shrotram, etc. And it is in this mantra, second mantra, the nature of the Atma is revealed, and there is a mention of the knowledge. And there's also benefit of the knowledge. These three aspects are seen in the second mantra. The nature of the Atma, knowledge of the Atma, and the benefit of the knowledge of the Atma. So we have seen up to this. It is the ear of the ear, mind of the mind, speech of the speech, and prana of the prana, eye of the eye. And having discovered that consciousness, Atma, which is here said to be the ear of the ear, etc., people become wise. The wise people transcend their body, mind, and complex. They become objective towards the body, mind, and complex. They do not have any more identity with the body, mind, and complex, even though they endowed with this system. Then they become free while living. So they attain with Jivan Mukti. And Asmat Lokat Pretya, after having departed from this world, they attain Videha Mukti. They become immortal forever. Amritaha Bhavanti. This literal meaning, we are seeing this particular portion. Yesterday we saw how this answer is not wrong. Even though it's indirect answer, why this answer is correct. How this answer is appropriate. Bhagavad Pada explained, and where he implied that definitely what is revealed by this indirect answer is the abstract formless reality. There's an abstract formless reality which is incomprehensibly subtle and which has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of consciousness. Consciousness is not something one can think about. Consciousness is not something which a person can conceive of. Therefore, he does not give the answer directly. But what's implied is, it is the pure consciousness. And having said that, therefore this answer is correct. And he also presented relevant quotes from other Upanishads. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. And all beautiful quotes we have seen yesterday already. Now let us go to this today's class. Tatha manasaha antahkaranasya manaha. Similarly, exactly how it has been said earlier, mind, ear after ear, etc. So also, this reality Atma, the consciousness, is also here mind of the mind. Why? Antahkaranam chaitanya jyotishaha didhitim antarena svavishaya sankalpa adhyavasayadi samartham nasyat. So mind, the antahkaranam, this internal instrument of knowledge, this mind, chaitanya jyotishaha didhitim antarena, without the ray of light of consciousness, it would not be capable of functioning in its own field. It would not be capable of doing its functions in the form of thinking, determining, etc. Therefore, manasaha api manaha, it is this Atma, the consciousness, is certainly mind of the mind. Then we understood, iha buddhi manasi eki kriti nirdeshaha manasaha iti. In this context, intellect and mind are not seen as two. So he says, here is a mention of intellect and mind as one. It's a mention of mind as intellect and mind as one. Okay. We go to this next today's class. Yadvachoha vacham. Here you have to pay attention. Vachaha hi vacham. See, vak is the actual word. Vak means speech. In nominative case, vak is the word in nominative case. Vacham is the word in objective case. Speech of the speech means the speech, the word speech which comes first. Speech of the speech. After speech is passive case, you know very well. So the first word speech must be in nominative case. But Chandasa Prayogaha in Upanishad, it said Vachoha Vacham. Therefore, Bhagavad Pada is going to mention here this word Vacham, which is an objective case, should be taken as the word of the nominative case. Instead of taking it as Vacham, we will not correct the mantra, but for our understanding, we have to take it as Vak. Vachoha Vak. He's going to mention that. Why we should take it that way? Because if you take all the words, okay, the majority means what? All the words, all the expressions, Shrotrasya Shrotram. There the Shrotram is a nominative case. Manaso Manaha. Then the mind is a nominative case. Chakshushaha Chakshuhu. I is the nominative case. Pranasya Upranaha. So prana is the nominative case. Only the vak alone, that there's only one, when it vak is mentioned, the speech is mentioned. Vachoha vacham. The alone is an objective case. So Bhagavad Pada is going to say, in keeping with the majority of the words, bahuna, okay, in conformity with the majority of the words, this word vacham also should be changed into the nominative case. Okay, that's the only the grammatical aspect. Okay, let us see here now. Yadvachoha vacham. Okay, first you come across what first word there? Yad. Yadvachaha. You break it. Yadvachaha vacham. There the word yad is what now? Yad yat shabdaha. Yad, you break it, yat shabdaha. The word yad, yasmadarthe. Yasmadarthe, used in the sense of yasmat. The word yat, the word yad should be taken in the sense of yasmat. So yasmat means what? It's a relative pronoun. So what it means is yataha, means because. The word yad should be taken as yasmat, and yasmat means because. Shrotradibhi sarvaihi sambadhyate. What he says, shrotradibhi sarvaihi sambadhyate, means it is applicable to the ear and also all the rest of the senses, rest of the subtle aspects. Therefore, what? Yasmat shrotrasya shrotram. It should be taken as what? Yasmat shrotrasya shrotram. As because Atma is implied here, okay? Don't search for Atma. Because this pure consciousness Atma is the ear of the ear. Yasmat Shrotrasya Shrotram. Because this pure consciousness Atma is ear of the ear, Yasmat manasaha manaha, because this consciousness atma is mind of the mind. So the same consciousness atma is also speech of the speech. Iti evam. This is how it should be taken. This is how the meaning should be understood. Is it clear? Now, he moves on to next commentary, to comment upon the word again. Vachoha vacham. See? Vachoha vacham. Speech of the speech. What is the first meaning? How the Atma, the consciousness is said to be the ear of the ear, eye of the eye, mind of the mind, etc. The same Atma, the consciousness, should be understood as the speech of the speech also. Then, this is a small grammatical correction. We are correcting the mantra, but we have to correct it for our understanding. Vachoha vacham iti dvitiya. When you say vachaha means of the speech. Ha, indeed, vacham. The vacham is what now? Is objective case form of second case form. Objective or accusative second case form of the word walk is what? Vacham. So, vachoha vacham iti dvitiya. The word in second case, accusative case, prathamatvena viparinamyate is modified into changed, modified as changed as the word of the first case. Prathamat Tvena, as the first case word. Dvitiya, the vacham iti, the word vacham, in accusative or objective second case, viparinamyate is changed to the first case. Prathamatvena, viparinamyate. So what should, how should it be taken now for meaning? Vachoha vak. When second case to first came, it is modified. How should it be taken? Vachoha vak. Is it clear now? Yeah. No. Pranasya pranaha iti darshanat. If you see the mantra, you can see vachoha vacham. Then immediately what comes? Pranasya sa u pranasya pranaha. That sa u. What is sa? Saha. Third person singular pro masculine pronoun saha. That. Because the masculine pronoun can easily take it as what? Saha atma. That conscious being. Spiritual being. Saha atma. Indeed, pranasya pranaha. That atma is the prana of the prana. Which means what? It is this consciousness, atma, because of which the prana functions as prana. Prana first of all exists and prana functions as prana. Therefore, that pranaha, pranasya pranaha, if you see, the word pranaha is also in nominative case. Is it clear now? First case. Iti darshanate, as the following word pranaha, in the following expression, pranasya pranaha, the word prana is in the nominative case. Iti darshanate, as we see the word pranaha, in nominative case, in the expression pranasya pranaha. So here is appropriate what? The vachoha vacham in that expression, the word vacham in the second case, objective case, is changed into first case word. Prathama vibhakti. Vachoha vacham iti. ஏதத் அனுரோதேன. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் யூ ஃபினிஷ் தட் ஒன். வாசோஹ வாச்சமிதி த்விதியா பிரதமாத்வேன விபரிணம்யதே. விபரிணம்யதே, சி நம்யதே, நம் நம்யதே இஸ் பவுட் டு, பட் பரிணம்யதே இஸ் சேஞ்சு டு. விபரிணம்யதே இட் இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி சேஞ்ச் இன் டு த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கேஸ். Why? Because it must be in conformity with all other words. Vachoha vacham iti etad. And this is actually, and the poor Pakshan is asking. This is simple. It's a very, very ordinary doubt. Okay? Not a doubt. Poor Pakshan is asking, why do you want to change vachoha vacham? Purupakshi's interest is, the vacham, the word vacham in the objective case form is changed into nominative case. Instead of changing that one, why should we not change the word pranaha into pranam? Okay, simply he's asking. There you want to second case word should be changed into first case. But why can't we change the word pranaha as pranam? Pranasya pranam. This poor Pakshi's question. Vachoha vacham iti etad anurodhena pranasya pranamiti kasmat dvitiyayeva nakriyate. Why? In keeping with the, see, anurodha means conformity. Anurodha means conformity. Vachoha vacham iti anuro iti yetad anurodhena. Vachoha vacham iti yetad anurodhena. In conformity with this expression, vachoha vacham, where the word vacham is in the objective case, pranasya pranamiti, in the expression pranasya pranaha, the second word pranaha, kasmat dvitiya eva na kriyate, why it is not changed into the objective case as pranam? So acharya answers, no answer comes, na. No, in the expression vachaha vacham, vachaha vacham, the word vacham must be changed into nominative case because it is grammatically correct. It also goes with the, it is in conformity with the other words. Therefore na. Na means what? It is not correct. The na means na, it is not, it is not correct. Bahunam anurodhasya yuktatvat. Bahunam anurodhasya yuktatvat. Yuktatvam means what? Appropriateness. As there is appropriateness of changing the word vacham into vak, in conformity with the majority of the words. Bahunam anurodhasya yuktatvat. This is the literal translation. Okay? As there is appropriateness of changing the word vacham into vak in the expression vachoha vacham, in conformity with the majority of the words, bahunam anurodhasya. Vacham ityasya. So what he says is, it is appropriate to change the word vacham into vak in the expression vachoha vacham. Why? Because the Atma is the subject. And vak here also is what now? The subject. Therefore, naturally, it must be in the nominative case only. Vacham ityasya. Vak iti etavat vaktavyam. Look at this. Vacham ityasya. Vak iti etavat vaktavyam. Vak iti etavat vaktavyam. Etavat vaktavyam means what? This is how it should be mentioned. This is how it should be said. That vacham ityasya vag iti ityeva vaktavyam iti etavat vaktavyam. The word vak should be said in the place of vacham. Savu pranasya pranaha iti shabdadvaya anurodhena. Because we take the word pranasya pranaha, there one more pronoun also is there. Saha. Saha implying the Atma. U indeed is what now? Pranasya pranaha. That Atma, the consciousness, is the prana of the prana. Saha is one word, pronoun, and pranaha is another word. Both words are in nominative case. Therefore, he says, saha u pranasya pranaha. In that expression, shabdadvaya anurodhena. In keeping with both words, shabdadvaya anurodhena. In keeping with, in conformity with two words, saha and pranaha, in nominative case, the word vacham in the vachoha vacham, there the word vacham should be changed into vak. Evam hi, in this manner indeed, bahunam anurodaha yuktaha kritaha syat. In this manner, it is made appropriate in conformity with the majority of the words. Is it clear? A small thing. Whole paragraph is explained. Evam hi bahunam anurodhaha yuktaha kritaha syat. Yuktaha kritaha syat, it is made appropriate in conformity with majority of the words. Bahunam, many of the words. It is made appropriate in conformity with many of the words. When the word vachaha, vachoha vacham, the expression vachoha vacham, the word vacham in the objective case is changed into nominative case. Prishtam tu vastu prathamaya eva nirdeshtum yuktam. Again makes it very clear. Prishtam tu vastu prathamaya eva nirdeshtum yuktam. It is appropriate to mention. Yuktam means what? It is appropriate. Nirdeshtum, to mention. It's appropriate to mention. Prishtam cha vastu. The vastu which has been prishtam. It's appropriate to mention the thing asked of, asked for, in the nominative case. Prathamaya eva nirdeshtum shakyam. prishtam cha vastu. Because what is that conscious principle? In the presence of whom, by whose mere presence, everything functions. Then what is that? Therefore, here the prishtam vastu means what? Prishtam cha vastu, the thing asked for, asked of, should be in the nominative case. So he says, prathamaya eva nirdeshtum yuktam. It is appropriate to mention the thing asked for in the nominative case. Saha yaha twaya prishtaha, sayas twaya prishtaha, pranasya pranakhya vritti viseshasya. Saha yaha twaya prishtaha, that consciousness principle, spiritual principle, which has been asked by you, twaya prishtaha, which has been asked by you, pranasya pranakhya vritti viseshasya, pranaha, that consciousness principle which has been asked by you is the prana of the prana. Pranasya pranaha. What is prana? Pranakhya vritti viseshaha pranaha vritti viseshasya. See, pranaha here is a vital air. Only vital air is involved in five different functions. Therefore, it's given five different names as pranaha, vyanaha, pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. We don't have five different airs. What is there's only one vital air. Therefore, here, the pranasya pranaha, the vital air, vital air of that which vibrates specifically as the vital air. So pranakya vritti viseshasya. So pranasya means what? Pranakya vritti viseshasya. The specific function. Vritti means function. Vritti viseshaha. The specific function. See, the word vrittihi also means thought. Remember, in some context, vrittihi means livelihood. Vrittihi means thought. But vrittihi also means a given function. So, pranakhya vritti viseshaha, a specific function in terms of prana, physiological function. Tat kritam. Tatkritam hi pranasya pranana samarthyam. Tatkritam means what? It is by the grace of that consciousness principle. Pranasya pranana samarthyam kritam. The capability, capacity of prana, the prananam karma. The capability of physiological functions. The capability of the function of the prana as the prana is caused by the mere presence of that consciousness principle. Tat kritam. See, the prana, of course, prana is highly revered. Prana is said to be prathamaha. Only if the prana is functional, there can be energy, supply of energy. Only the supply of energy, then mind can be functional, antakaram can be functional, then all the sense powers can be functional, then the life itself is possible, then the physical body also can be alive. Only prana stops functioning or prana leaves the physical body, that's taken to be the death of the body also. Really speaking, even though prana is the prathamaha, but that prana functions only because of the grace of the consciousness. Only by the blessing of consciousness. What's the blessing? The mere presence of consciousness. Only in the presence of consciousness, because the presence of consciousness alone, prana functions. So he says, pranasya pranana samarthyam kritam. Tat means what? Tena atmana. The capability of prana, all functions of one vital air, is because of the blessing of Atma. Nahi Atmana anadhishthitasya prananam upapadyate. Nahi Atmana anadhishthitasya prananam upapadyate. It is not possible. The prananam is not possible. Prananam is the function of physiological, the functions pertaining to physiology. Prananam, the function of the prana is prananam. So prananam, the function of the prana, na upapadyate, is not at all possible. Certainly, if the prana is not supported, anadhishthitasya, atmana anadhishthitasya, prananam na upapadyate. It is not possible for the function of prana at all if prana is not supported by, blessed by, presided over by the Atma. Having said that, in this context, Bhagavad Pada presents a relevant quote from Taittiriya Upanishad. We recently studied this. Okay? Kohevanyat kaf pranyat. Remember this mantra? Kohevanyat kaf pranyat. Yadesha akasha anando nasyat. Yadi yeshaha akashaha anandaha nasyat. If this all pervasive reality, consciousness, Brahma, or Atma, which is of nature of fullness, is not there in the cavity of heart, that is not mentioned, I'm just going to the mantra, is not there in the space of the heart, then, kaha hi eva anyat, who else can inhale? Kaha pranyat, who can exhale? Who can inhale? Who can exhale? Who can inhale or exhale? If this Atma is not there as the innermost essence in every being, in the cavity of heart. Atma is meant by these two words, akashaha anandaha. Anandaha akashaha nasyat. If that anandaha, the fullness of the reality, obtaining in the cavity of the heart is not there, kaha hi eva anyat, who will in this world inhale? Kaha hi eva pranyat, who will exhale? Means what? Who will set prana to its function? And who will set apana to its function? That's the meaning. This one quote, next mantra is from Kathopanishad. Urdhvam pranam unnayati apanam pratyagasyati. All relevant mantras. Urdhvam pranam unnayati. Pranam urdhvam unnayati. See, nayati carries. Unnayati lifts up. Pranam urdhvam unnayati. It is the Atma whose mere presence alone takes prana, uplifts prana. Means what? Carries prana upwards. Apanam pratyagasyati. Apanam pratyagasyati. It is the mere presence of the Atma takes the prana upwards, carries the prana downwards. Pratyagasyati. Pranam urdhvam unnayati apanam pratyagasyati. Agasyati prati is a prati agasyati pratyagasyati. You're learning a new verb. Pranam unnayati apanam pratyagasyati. It is Atma. It's the mere presence of Atma which contributes for the inhalation, exhalation. Therefore, in the Kathopanishad, it said, Atma alone carries the prana upward and brings the prana downward. Ityadi shrutibhyaha. From the statements of Upanishads, such as these also, it is understood, the fact is understood, pranasya pranaha, the prana, it is the Atma which enables the prana function as prana. Okay, next. He says, and he quotes another mantra from the same Upanishad, which is going to come later on. Iha apicha vakshyate. Here, iha apicha vakshyate. And, cha, and. Iha api, here also, in this Upanishad also, vakshyate, it's going to be said later on. Yena pranaha praniyate, tadevattvam, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi iti. Yena pranaha praniyate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi. So the teacher is going to say later on in this Upanishad itself, that by which the pranaha functions as prana, may you understand that to be Brahma. May you understand that to be Brahma, by which alone the prana functions as prana. Which means, in all these quotes, what is made very clear is, it is the mere presence, existence of pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, a very content of I, which enables the function of the prana. That's why anadhishthitasya prananam na upapadyate. Atmana anadhishthitasya. If prana is not, prana unsupported by Atma, then pranam is not possible. Shrotradi indriya prastave. Shrotradi indriya prastave. Now, Pura Paksha is asking the question. Immediately after he understood, up to the prana we have come. Now, the word pranaha, of course, stands for the vital air, which is involved in all physiological functions. So, all physiological functions of the prana the vital air is possible because of the blessing of the Atma. Now he is asking, Shrotradi Indriya Prastave. Granasya eva grahanam yuktam natu pranasya. What is his doubt? From the beginning, Shrotrasya Shrotram. The Shrotram is the hearing power. Then Manaso Manaha. Manaha is also what? Internal subtle power. Manaha is also Indriyam. Antahkaranam is also much subtler Indriyam. Power. So Shrotram is also power. Chakshuhu is a subtle power. So all these are subtle. And the vak is also what? Subtle power of organ of action. All these are subtle powers. Therefore, Indriya Prastave, Shrotradi Indriya Prastave, Indriyanam Prastavaha means what? Prastavaha has many meanings. Here Prastavaha means the mention. Indriyanam Prastave, Indriya Prastave, Shrotradi Indriya Prastave, in the context, in the place of mention of all subtle powers, the meaning of the word prana should be taken as the power of smelling, not as a physiological function. Simply, that is not relevant, but still he is asking. Granasya eva grahanam yuktam. Granam means the power of smelling. So the word, the meaning of the word prana. Let me read the whole sentence. Shrotradi indriya prastave is a Purupakshi's question. Shrotradi indriya prastave granasya eva grahanam yuktam natu pranasya. The meaning of the word prana should be power of smelling. Then it would be appropriate. So taking the meaning of the word prana as power of smelling is appropriate, because there is only mention of all subtle powers. Shrotradi Indriya Prastavaha is there. In all these expressions, there's only mention of subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. Therefore, the meaning, it's appropriate to take the meaning of the word prana as the power of smelling. Granasya eva grahanam yuktam natu pranasya. It should not be taken as the function of physiological function. Instead, the meaning of the prana should be taken as smelling. So here, Acharya gives the answer. Satyam evam. Here he didn't say no. You're right. Oh, first time he says right. You're right. Yes, that is correct. That is true. Satyam. He didn't say na. Satyam. Evam. Satyam evam. Mean what? Yes, that is true. To, but. Pranagrahanena eva. Pranagrahanena eva. Granas grahanam kritameva manyate shrutihi. Because shrutihi considers, shrutihi takes into account what? Pranasya grahanameva. Mention of prana itself, mention of prana itself, by merely mentioning the prana itself, the power of smelling also becomes mentioned. Granasya grahanam kritameva. Pranagrahanena eva, by the mention of prana itself, indeed, granasya grahanam kritam, kritameva. The power of smelling also becomes mentioned. This is what Shruti considers. Manyate Shrutihi. Shruti thinks, Shruti means what? Upanishad here thinks, mentioning the prana itself implies what? The mention of the power of smelling. Because whenever you inhale, along with the inhalation, all smells go there, inside, isn't it? Smells, because of inhalation alone, smells become known. All smells become known. Therefore, he says, pranagrahanena evatu granasya grahanam kritameva manyate shrutihi. Sarvasyaiva karana kalapasya yadartha prayukta pravrittihi. What he says, the word grahanam literally means what? Grasping, comprehending, apprehending. That's the meaning. So, grasping, holding, apprehending, comprehending, all these are the meanings of the word grahanam. Or you can say, so the teacher says, satyam evam pranagrahanena eva tu granasya grahanam kritam eva manyate shrutihi. Granasya grahanam kritam eva iti shrutihi manyate. That is true. What to say is correct, but Shrutihi manyate. Shrutihi thinks, considers, holds, while there is a comprehension of prana, there is also grahanam. There's a comprehension, apprehension of prana. But this apprehension of prana, the ghranam, the smelling, the power of smelling also becomes apprehended. So while there is apprehension of prana, there is also apprehension of, simultaneously, the power of smelling. Okay. Sarvasyaiva karana kalapasya yadartha prayukta pravruttihi. Yadartha prayukta pravrutti. Karana kalapaha means what? Karana kalapaha means the assemblage, kalapa is assemblage of all subtle powers. Karana kalapaha, assemblage of all subtle powers. So karana kalapasya pravrittihi means here the function of the assemblage of all powers. The function of the assemblage of all powers, all subtle powers, all senses, happens for whose sake? Yadartha prayuktaha. For whose sake the function of the assemblage of all subtle powers happens is none other than Brahmatma, Atma the Brahman. तद ब्रह्म इति प्रकरणार्थः विवक्षितः. सी प्रकरणार्थः विवक्षितः. प्रकरणार्थः मीन्स व्हाट? कॉन्टेक्स्चुअल मीनिंग. The meaning in this context is contextual meaning. Prakaranam is the context. Prakaranasya or prakarane artaha is contextual meaning. The contextual meaning, vivakshitaha, what the Shruti wants to vaktum iccha vivaksha. Vaktum icchati iti vivakshate. So vivakshita is participle. What is intended by this Shruti? What the meaning, the contextual meaning intended here is, the contextual meaning intended here is, it is Brahma. Tad Brahma, it is Brahman for whose sake, yadarthamiva, for whose sake there is the function of the assemblage of or all these subtle powers. Sarvasya karanakalapasya pravrittihi. Pravritti is a function or activity. The function or the activity of the entire assemblage of sarvasya. Sarvasya eva karanakalapasya pravritti. The function of the entire assemblage of subtle powers. Is for the sake of Brahman. For whose sake the function is, the function of the entire assemblage of subtle powers is that Brahma. This is the, okay, the Brahma. And this is what is actually the contextual meaning intended here.
Swamiji, what's karana kalapaha?
Karana means subtle power which serves as instrument. See, pancha karmendriyani, pancha jnanendriyani. Even though all the powers are not mentioned here, with the very first question we understand, he only asks shrotra says shrotram, etc. The question implies all subtle powers, all 10 subtle powers, plus antahkaranam, one mind level, plus five physiological functions. Understand? The entire subtle body. So karana kalapaha means the assemblage. You can say the total, collection. Kalapa means collection, the total, aggregate. So I use the term assemblage. Okay. So sarvasya karanakalapasya, sarvaha karanakalapaha means the aggregate or collection or total, totality or assemblage of the entire assemblage of all subtle powers, subtle aspects. Which constitutes subtle body. Functions for whose sake are the function is, function of the subtle powers is for whose sake is that Brahman. Yadartha prayukta pravruttihi sarvasya eva karanakalapasya pravruttihi yadartha prayukta tad brahma iti prakranartha vivakshitaha. He says, understand the contextual meaning. We are not now analyzing whether the word prana should mean the physiological function or prana should mean the power of smelling. That is not the discussion. Contextual meaning is not that. Contextual meaning is the all the subtle powers, all the antakkanam, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, pranaha, okay, that's why the kalapa. The totality of, the entirety of the totality, the function of the entirety of the assemblage of subtle powers is for the sake of whom? The function of all this is for whose sake? It's all for Brahma. Tat Brahma. What we need to understand is Brahma. We are not interested in analyzing the meaning of the word prana here. Okay. Therefore, tat Brahma iti prakranartha vivakshitaha. Vivakshitaha prakranartha. Prakaranam has many meanings. The prakaranam, the topic under discussion, is Brahman. So the contextual meaning, the meaning in this context is what? The intent, the meaning intended in this context is this. What is this? All the functions are happening for whose sake? It's for the sake of Brahma. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.